finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
Hooray!
The Last Jedi.
All right.
Of the Last Unicorn. We saw a lot of unicorns today.
Hiding in trees.
Hiding in trees?
Yeah. Yeah, hiding in the Christmas trees.
What's wrong with your levels?
No, my
you literally
fine.
Went like this. You went this and then this. What was that? You're like, good, no.
I'm not telling you my levels. I'm giving you umpire signals.
Yeah,
like,
you're
I'm like
me
our
weird
catcher signals. Yeah. Umpire signals.
Hand gestures.
Yeah. I'm like scratching my chin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like licking behind my ear. That's what they do. That's
American Sign Language. No, that wasn't American Sign Language. It was like Swahili Sign Language.
Right, right, right.
Like a different language is sign language.
Right. Like where it's just clicking your tongue, like, but it's like that's the sign language version of it.
But you're snapping your fingers.
Right, right.
That's the difference. How's everybody doing? It's the day. Today's the day.
Saturday.
I don't know. January something. It's post-Christmas. Christmas is over.
Post-Christmas, but right. Post-Christmas, post-New Year.
Yeah.
But also pre-Christmas, pre-New Year.
For next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
300 and like
it's
60
never,
days away.
Right.
Whatever.
It's always going to be Christmas, I guess, if
yeah,
you think about it.
It's always the day before Christmas and the day after.
Right.
Anyway, so it is whatever this time of day and time of year, whenever you're listening, it's then.
Because that's all it ever can be. So we always say these things anyway.
We just saw Star Wars The Last Jedi for a third time.
For the third time, right. For the last third time, because we will only ever see it three times for the first time, so after this.
Come on!
Anyway, I'm really glad that we saw it this many times. The last few Star Wars movies that came out, Force Awakens, Rogue One, and The Last Jedi, we ended up seeing three times
yep.
each, not including if we watched Rogue One at home later on. But,
right.
But they're just so... I don't know. I saw the Marvel movies and I thought it was great. I'm like, oh, that was entertaining, but I don't need to see it again. Like, I don't want to, the Marvel movies, like, you know, the Avengers movies and such.
Well, not the Avengers movies, the individual Avengers movies. Like,
right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
The Avengers we saw twice.
We did.
And then Avengers 2 we saw three times.
Yes.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
So you're wrong.
Yeah. But
it's not the Avengers movies, but I'd say they're individual movies.
Right.
We never saw them more than once.
I guess that is true. That's
any
true.
Of their solo movies
but
we only
these,
saw once.
What I'm saying is I guess obviously I really love Star Wars and I care about Star Wars, but the past few movies we've seen several times because you just need to take in more of it. You need
yeah.
to see it the first time and then you see it and like look at the story more and then you get to notice things
yeah.
the third time.
So we were going to
fool me four times.
We're going to basically review it. If you haven't seen it by now, then don't listen to this.
Spoilers.
And then, if you have, you'll either love it or you hate it. And, you know,
we're not here to influence that.
No, no, no. I this is my personal why I love it, but not like it's, I'm not arguing for it. I'm not saying that you have to love it. If you're a Star Wars fan, it's the best Star Wars movie. It doesn't, none of those things. Just how much I enjoy it as a movie, as a standalone film, film made by a filmmaker.
Right. On film.
An entertaining, moving piece of cinema.
Right. Moving picture.
And we'll talk about my favorite movies and how it's on the top five list now of my favorite movies of all time.
I'm so excited that you said that.
And it's, I mean, for me to have a new favorite movie is the first time in like 10 years.
It's like a Disney movie coming out of the vault. They're like, oh my gosh, this never
yeah.
happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like VHS original Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Or like Cinderella. I don't know if any of those are in the vault. And there's no reason for that anymore.
No, it's all marketing scam. Yeah.
But anyway, enough about Disney. We love this Star Wars movie. No, but yeah, we saw it a third time and Joe like really took a lot more from it. And
let's buffer the Star Wars talk. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's just tell some jokes.
Let's talk hot dogs.
And then we'll come back to Star Wars. We'll just like throw jokes in there because I feel like we have to break it up a little bit more.
Right. Break it up with hot dogs. So I guess.
So okay. So here's a joke. Here's a dad joke.
Okay.
And it was like, all right, so it's supposed to be in a meme form. So mm-hmm. if you let's talk like these youngsters, these internet right. speakers talk. So imagine
with
this.
With pictures.
Yes, imagine this comes up on your Instagram feed mm-hmm. rather than me speaking to you.
Right.
Instead of telling a joke, you have to see it. Yeah. So you're streaming through your Instagram feed right now, and up comes a picture, and the picture's four panels. First panel is me when I was a kid opening mail. Next, you know, panel, he's opening the mail and he's like, "Oh man, I got a letter from grandma.
Yeah,
she sent me money.
Five
bucks. I can't believe it." Then it's like versus me opening mail as an adult. And then the fourth panel is just the intro to Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Uh-huh.
The song going, Bill. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Dad jokes. Dad jokes 2017. I've already made dad jokes.
So that's my dad joke meme. That I just made up.
Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it.
I wanted to give that one out there.
When we were at the bar with Andrew back in Denver, and we started going, Bill.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, I hate you both.
Yeah, and Baker was just like, I hate you both.
Oh, Baker, yeah, yeah. we can totally.
You got
tell.
Any jokes?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, we were hanging out with our neighbor last night at our house, and we were talking about Snickers, and I said, oh well, I feed her grain-free food because she's used to just eating mice as her main diet,
right? And he's like, what, you eat that many
how
mice
how many mice do you have? And what I meant was that she is carnivorous, and her species
ancestrally
came from, yeah incestuously
ingestuously
yeah
she's ingesting,
she would ingest it,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Anyway,
so, ingestually. Yeah. Nope.
Good.
Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. So we were like, oh no, I just meant that cats used to eat like mice is their main diet. Now she has this other food,
yeah.
And I said, oh, imagine we like are luring mice to our house only to feed our cat. Like people have bird feeders, we have like peanut butter run along
right.
the floorboards.
But the thing is,
to
like
collect the mice.
Yeah, we put out food instead of putting out food for our cat. We put out food for mice
right.
because the mice are our cat's
to be
food.
For, right.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you have a cat. She's a mouser. You know, you let her go outside and she catches the mice. Like, no, but those are free willed mice. Like we're bringing them in.
Oh yeah, and the thing was putting peanut butter in a caulking gun and going around like
along the
molding of the boards,
right?
And so the mice would come out and eat the peanut butter, and then I was like, it's cheaper, a can of peanut butter, $5,
right? How much is a peanut butter? How much is a mouse?
How much
life?
Is a peanut butter?
A mouse's life, immeasurable. To Snickers.
We're gonna save money, and we're gonna feed mice instead of feeding our cat.
Save money, and we're not saving mice.
Instead of
we're
save
directly
a life,
killing
save,
mice.
Yeah, save a life. It's like save money.
Save money, kill mice.
Kill mice. Save money, kill mice.
Keep calm and kill mice.
Yeah. And then it's like a cat claw.
Come on. I'm just gonna let you make me laugh then, I guess.
So. that we just wanted to kind of border it a little bit, so this way if you're like I was
ready for Strictly Star Wars,
I have no interest in Star Wars, or you hated it so much that you can't listen to this, then that's fine. You got a few jokes out of us,
right
at the very least.
I don't see what the point is in ever trying to convince someone of something that they don't like, because I feel like then they don't really like it. And what joy do you get out of that? Like
nothing.
Force feeding someone. The coolest feeling is like, hey, I like that too.
I'm fine. And I don't mind debating, you know, but I also like, I have no, I don't need to convince,
them.
No, especially with like entertainment,
mm-hmm.
like it's like that band sucks. I hate that band. Okay, dude, I like it. So
we
don't have to, I don't have to prove to you that you should love it.
Yeah.
You don't have to prove to me you hate it.
Yeah.
Like to get me to hate something that I like
mm-hmm.
is mean.
Right, it is. And I think I told you there was a girl in my class that was like, we took a party bus to go see Nickelback. And I'm like, she was so happy when she was talking about it.
I'd never
like,
take that
good
from
for
somebody.
You, man. Like, seriously. And I wasn't like, oh, Nickelback. I'm so astute and well learned.
Don't take that from me. That's mine. You know, that's what I love. Why
mm-hmm.
should, you know, you're making me feel bad that I like something.
Right.
That's messed up.
Unless it's Amy Schumer, at which point I think you're wrong. And you should be castigated for it and shamed.
Amy Schumer.
And
oh,
Schumered.
God, she's so not funny and it pisses me off.
On that note, we can also buffer with the Dave Chappelle specials
that
are up. We, on the note of people liking people
enjoying.
Not liking,
yep.
We recommend to watch them. I've been like a longtime fan of Dave Chappelle, and Joe got into him. you know, I was like really encouraging him. Not that I'm the one who showed you Dave Chappelle.
No, I wasn't.
But I just meant recently we've kind of shared him together.
I pushed him off and you, yeah. you were like, no, 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 listen, like, you know,
I
go back.
You
and I'm like,
him.
You're right. Damn, he's fucking really funny.
Yeah. But
everybody was putting up that it was like, oh my God, he's like the best comedian of all time. And so many people were posting about it.
Go.
And I was like, all right, we got to watch it.
Gawked.
And he really is incredible. It just, he's so intelligent and he's so good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about that in it. And it's good. It's just really a really good watch.
So check it out. Add it to your list.
Really enjoyed it. We can review that another time, maybe.
True. We can. Oh, yeah. Review.
But this is
stuff.
The Star Wars review. All
yeah.
right. Let's get back
so
into
anyway,
it.
In a galaxy far. Yeah. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We should put up a picture of our John Williams concert that we went to.
Can we watch Star Wars again with the drum pad? Like, we'll watch it in the basement.
Right.
And I'll hook it up to the speakers. And then every time there's an explosion, like, I'll hit this instead.
Make a big, yeah. yeah.
Come on.
Like, so it's like, doo, 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 doo.
Welcome, PD.
Instead of like blasters.
Yeah, like Lucas Studios, like Skywalker Studios should yeah. strictly hire you for sound now.
Just this one sound, like these
just
nine.
Just your SPDS drum pad and you.
These nine sounds yeah. on this one section of this drum pad.
But only also coming out of that and into a regular speaker.
Yeah.
Not like coming through like THX.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's exactly it. So, somebody's like, does anybody else notice these weird sound edits that are in the movies?
So anyway. First time we watched the movie, we really enjoyed it, but there are definitely things where like you feel weird. So there's a few things where I'm like, that was a little odd. That made me feel weird.
And it
okay.
was also a lot to take in. It was almost, it was like a 3-hour movie.
It's a over 2.5 hours. It has three major storylines that
right.
all interweave and they're taking their time.
Bunch of different characters.
Tons of characters. Like mm-hmm. And like you get good FaceTime with everybody. It's well mapped out. It's well paced. But it's also like, it's engrossing the whole time. You're interested
right.
the whole time in what's going on.
Sure.
And even if you have like A, B, and C storyline, even though C storyline is probably the least interesting,
mm-hmm.
It's still, you still want to know what happens.
Right.
And you want to know what's going on. Like you never
yeah.
are like, I'm bored or
right.
like, who cares about these guys? Maybe you don't care necessarily too much about their interactions, but you want to know what happens.
Sure. And I think it's all integrated and it's obviously, I thought it was connected. And if
yeah,
people really want to like push the hyperspace thing,
well,
you know,
all three like story arcs met at the same moment.
Right.
You had all three moments, you know, and mm-hmm. obviously that's, it was on purpose. Like, let's do this. Like this.
It's the middle.
It wasn't by accident, but it was.
He's
I
like,
think it was,
wow, I accidentally seriously nailed that. He's like, oh shit. Disney has been on my ass.
Well, that was a complete accident. Glad
he's like,
that worked out.
Save as The Last Jedi.
Please, but, click, 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 click. Yeah. Save. Did I save? I'm not sure if I saved. Let me save. But I will say that, like, I could just start off by saying that it was
just
so
dig into it. Yeah,
it wasn't just that the movie was so well done. You can look at it however you want to look at it, but I looked at it the third time watching it not as a Star Wars movie in the Star Wars universe backing up with all these millions of stories, everybody has a backstory. I looked at it as a movie that entertained me, a story,
mm-hmm.
a really well written story,
right,
with three different like major storylines within this one giant story,
right.
And it was, you know, everything was mapped out so well. I was so invested. And I finally realized that it was like these, it was like 5 or 6 different love stories all happening at the same time
right.
around a war.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like
classic.
It was like the end of, you know, it's of two political parties and
right.
one is literally about to die and the
right.
other one is going to control everything.
Right. And it's it and like the rebellion, but also the resistance, even though
yeah.
they're the same
however
thing,
you want to look at it.
Well,
and it
like
was
when Kylo Ren said that in,
yeah.
the, in the chambers, you know,
and
the,
that was
the rebellion,
it.
The resistance, whatever. Like
if this goes out, this is the end of the way that we see the universe. Like we have this, the First Order will take over and then that's
mm-hmm.
it. And so it was very, you know, you're invested in that sense, the general giant side of it. And then individually, all these characters and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so, to me, it's so well done. And then you have like, you have the C storyline, you have Finn and Rose, you have that B storyline.
Rose, I always forget her name. That's
yeah.
why I felt bad. I was saying, I was like that Asian girl.
Right.
Boy, Grace.
And I think you have like this, you know, this B storyline, which is like Luke, Leia, like the Like they're two stories happening, and he's like, you know, scared, she's scared, he's scared, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like not their love story as in like a romantic couple, but like both of them strongly with the Force and still trying to figure out what they're going to do with themselves. And then you have Rey and Kylo, and mixed in with, I mean, Luke was obviously, it's a triangle, but Kylo Ren and Rey,
but they had their whole other thing, yeah.
It's like this ultimate love story. Mm-hmm. It's like this beautiful connection that they can't figure out because it's so intense and so strong.
Kids these days.
And it's like Kylo's first time experiencing something that isn't hate. And yeah. You know what I mean? He finally experiences like love, essentially. Sure. And at the end he begs and he pours his heart out and he's like, come with me. Let's forget about all this. Let's drop the dark side, the Jedi. Who cares? Let it all go.
And he didn't even specify that it would be to do something bad. He wasn't like, and we're going to kill everyone. Nope. And Rey's I don't think so. Can't attend. Yep. Like, but
he was like, no, let's forget about it all. And you and me forever.
It was
like,
kind of, yeah.
That's the way I interpreted it. And that was,
Bonnie
to me,
and Clyde.
Beautiful. And then when they're fighting for the lightsaber in that moment, it's like, it's
kind of like
it's
a little
beautiful.
Yes, it is. Oh,
she's saying, she's rejecting him.
Scene.
And then he's like, well, then you have to die. If you can't be with me, if you're not going to be with me, then you have to die.
Right.
Like, I'd rather the everything be, but he was willing to give up the whole everything for her in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think it leads to that. That's the climax for me.
Right.
That's the ultimate climax in the movie. It's this love story in the end.
Sure. No, definitely.
These two sides of the Force coming together.
And the fight scene. The whole, I know that the fight scene was in the main part of the movie.
That's where he ultimately falls for
that
her.
That whole scene is,
and they fight side by side.
Like, you know, you want to talk about Kylo and Luke. Like, yeah, that was obviously a really important scene. But I think that was the coming down. Like, that was the resolution, you know, of the story. But that absolutely makes sense. And to go off of what you were saying, I felt that way the first time I saw it. And like I said, I thought, oh, is this what they're doing? They're going in that direction. And it felt like comfortable, but also kind of weird. And I wanted to know more. And then I saw it again and I thought, like, oh, Adam Driver, he seems so sweet. And I feel bad for Kylo. And, you know, I was sympathizing with his point of view. And I would have taken his leather hand, too.
right? I'm like, God damn it. That was like, you know what I mean? If if you break
in
it
the
down.
The elevator? Oh, no. That's like, I'm telling you, that is still like a Leia and Han level scene.
And like, we made as many jokes as we were talking about it. Like, I was like, he's doing the Dennis system, like from Always Sunny. Yeah. He's like tearing her down.
Right.
Like, he's like, you know,
disengage.
Your parents are nothing. You're nothing. Yeah. You're nothing. But you're something to me.
Oh, dependency.
Yeah. But you're something to me, meaning I'm the only one that can make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. You're it's no like, one to anyone, but you're someone to me. I said that. Remember, I said it was actually kind of strange because there were these aspects in the movie that were very obvious, you know, where. Talking about mansplaining and girls getting interrupted and it's like, all right, we get it. Not that that's not great. I thought it was a great concept. But then this came in and I said, when he said that she was nothing, you're nothing. I commented on how he said, oh, but you're not nothing to me. And I thought, wow, that's super manipulative.
Yes.
That's such a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I guess we did draw the correlation between Padme and Anakin, but that's poorly executed.
But here's the thing. He's like, he's now in power. He's in this tremendous amount. He has this tremendous amount of power.
Now he's the supreme leader.
All he's ever known is he's a spoiled brat. He's always gotten what he wanted.
Right.
And he's always like forced his way into like, I'm going to get this.
He forces his way into things.
And he's like, what does he do earlier in the movie? He puts his hand out. He's like, you will bring Luke Skywalker.
Right.
You will do my bidding. You will do as I say.
Right.
And I think at the very end, he finally breaks down and he's like, I don't want to manipulate you to come with me. I just want you to be with me.
She's like, my force, my choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if he wanted to, he probably could have pulled, you know what I mean? Like,
he certainly could have killed her. And I thought that so many times.
Right.
And that's the whole point. And that's
he could have killed
her
so many times.
Right. And obviously, when I said when they were in the elevator, they'd only been in the same room probably for like just minutes.
Yeah.
Before that, the last time they were physically together was when they were fighting in the forest.
Right.
Like, so, and she immediately, you know, like, you don't get close to a dog and look at it in its face. Like, she did that to him. She got really close and looked up at him and everything. And you know,
in that moment,
she's
it
like,
was,
man, who smashed up this elevator with a helmet? It looks terrible in here.
Yeah.
Who had a tantrum in here?
I know. One is like, they're basically, I love you, come with me. No, I love you, come with me. And it's like they have to live in different parts of like the world.
Yeah.
And they have, but each one of them want to be with each other, but they can't leave what they're doing. Like, it's like, it's unrequited love on both ends.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And you know, Han Solo and Leia were like a total like, oh, it was cute and I liked it. And it was the first Star Wars romance, but it was easy. Like, oh, he's a scoundrel and she's a princess. And right. he's like, I'll take care of you.
See, here, to me, you know. that wasn't the love that I saw. Like, I get it. Like, it's there.
I just mean it was easy. This is not like that. Right. It was a setup. They set up Luke and, or they right. set up, yeah, they set up Luke and Leia too. But, anyway, but, I was saying you didn't get invested in her story, and I was like, and Luke got incested in her yeah. story, but I didn't say it aloud, and yeah. it was like 10 minutes
no,
ago,
the,
but
when,
just
the,
so you know.
The first time we saw it, Luke at one point is, well, it's like, you know, hologram Luke,
right?
And he goes up, and he sees Leia for the last time, and he kisses her on the forehead, and then I'm imagining, like, he's like, remember this? And then, like, he grabs her yeah. and, like, starts making out with her. Like, yeah. it's like, remember
this. It doesn't
this.
Count if I'm a hologram. Right.
It's like, I know that, it's like, remember this.
Yeah.
So we made that joke too.
She's like, I know I changed my hair. He's like, it looks good. It
really
looks
good.
Really good. And everyone's like, oh, it took such a turn at that point.
But okay. So like.
Talking about the love story.
We did. That was for me. This time I took out of it was that like intense like love story that mm-hmm. was this deep like meaningful thing for both of them, and they couldn't have it, and I was like, that's really really awesome. And
I'm so glad you saw that, because I thought about it, but I didn't
right.
get too much.
And the first
I didn't
time
do much more after it.
The first time I was just blown away by how well the story was done, how like the twists and turns happen. You know, you have Luke Skywalker becoming basically Obi-Wan or Yoda, like a master that is like, you know, I
right reached
I trained
his end.
You know. Yoda trains somebody that goes to the dark side. Then Obi-Wan trains somebody, goes to the dark side, and goes off into exile.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luke trains somebody that goes to the dark side. He goes into exile. It's
right.
just what they do.
This
it's
is,
what these Jedi
yeah.
do. It's
this
old
is
Jedi,
Jedi
masters.
Retirement.
He's like, this, well, this is what I do now.
It's
like,
in my retirement plan.
I lived on Long Island. I have to
right.
retire to Florida.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's, you know, you got to go to the... I can't shovel snow anymore. He's like, I can't train Jedi anymore.
Right, exactly.
I can't train future Imperial Lords anymore.
I have to move to Florida. I have yeah. to go into exile. And that's just it. And that's what happens. And that's what he did. So he's just joining the ranks. And he's being this senile old man that's like... But he's still Luke
right.
Skywalker, so he's like, no, leave me alone. Like, he's just like, you know, he's like a little baby. Like, he's always complaining and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, and it's just, that's who he is. He's still
right.
a hero that brought down, like, you know, this, and he has that, but that part of him is dead. He's
right.
like,
I
only brought about, you know, I brought about the dark side mm-hmm. in somebody, and now they're, you know, about go on trying to rule the universe.
Yeah, they're out going, yeah.
They're doing the same thing all these other guys did.
Right, and...
Same story.
It is, and that's okay. That's the cycle. I guess
yeah.
they're trying to talk about also, you know, the cycle of manhood and whatnot.
Yeah.
But what I noticed is, you know, Mark Hamill's character, I was never a huge Mark Hamill person. I am, but I liked Han Solo, whatever. And
right.
so I was like team Han Solo. But so I wasn't looking at him as like an old wise character or someone that
no.
I wanted to see being really serious
or
anything.
No.
And so when he was kind of being the goofy, crazy old man, like Obi-Wan was coming out of the desert, making noises, like, I don't remember having a droid.
Yeah.
Here, oh, here's a lightsaber. Yeah, it's getting to be 5:00. Let's get to like Mos Eisley, because I got to tell
right.
you some shit. Like,
right.
He seems insane, you know?
Yeah.
And I think obviously like Mark Hamill clearly drew from that. And like, I
yeah.
know we talked about it, but
yeah.
But drew from it, and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to be kind of a crazy hermit person,
right?
And this is how I'm going to act. So I don't know. I guess the people had a problem with it, but
that was where, you know, that was what his character was.
Yoda setting houses on fire
and then laughing hysterically,
right?
So that was that, and then his end, his like death scene.
Right,
I mean, he becomes one with the Force, and that's like, you know, basically understood because he basically depleted himself of all energy. That's, I mean,
yeah.
I'm okay with that. That's
right.
a fantastic ending.
Well, they already implied it, and obviously you can see it happening with Darth Sidious, but how the Force can actually physically drain you.
Right. That's
and
why Snoke looks like the way he
yeah.
does, because he's constantly using
right.
the Force.
His head's like cracking in half.
It drains your energy.
Right.
You can't, you become
your HP.
Right.
And obviously this was happening with Luke. And he had, you know, trained his last Padawan, and Rey had like the 5-minute training that everybody else seemingly did. Anakin had this long perilous journey.
And then
Luke was like a Rocky montage. And then he's fighting Darth Vader.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Yoda trains Luke, and he's like, "All right, I did my last deed," and he just like kind of
all
just,
I can do.
He slowly lays down and like has soup, and he's like, "All right, end of it," and he goes into the Force.
I was like, his death wasn't spectacular. Everyone wanted to have a fight scene, a real fight scene with Luke and Kylo, but I said
that's not how a Jedi Master dies.
It was like a rainy afternoon, and Yoda was like, "Okay, yes, well, I've done, and here's the dinner, and I'm gonna go die now." Yeah. Like, and Luke's like, "What the fuck? I just got here.
I know. Yeah,
are you gonna help me get my X-wing out of the swamp?"
Yeah,
no, that was actually probably what did him in. Is Yoda moved his X-wing out of the swamp?
Yeah,
and he's like, "Well, I have to die tonight.
Now I gotta go." Yeah.
That was all. That's all I got.
That's all I have left.
And he's like, "You can't leave me." He's like, "I just picked your ship out of the water.
That's it. That's all I have left."
With my mind.
Yeah.
Nobody had problems with these plot holes.
Yeah. So like, but it really follows.
No, it wasn't.
It follows this line, and then he dies. And I'm convinced, like Luke, he becomes, he's like it's hologram Luke. That's what I keep saying. But he uses the Force to create himself in the situation.
He's like a holographic Charizard.
He's being portrayed as the last time that Ben Solo saw him in like a younger version of himself. And it was like when he burnt down the village and took the guys and killed the other, you know, Jedi trainees.
Oh, you know what I did notice though, is R2 was with him at the temple. I didn't think about that before, but then when he saw R2, he's like, R2.
Well, he hadn't seen him in so long. It was after that.
Well, right. It's it had to have been. Yeah.
Been
I understand that, but I thought,
I forget. Somebody knows the amount of years. I didn't look into
it. Sure.
But.
Well, I guess if he was like a young teenager and now he's like,
he wasn't young teenager in that. Never mind. Please stop thinking about this.
Oh,
you're
I was
the worst.
Just curious. No,
you're the worst.
Continue.
Well, now you stopped me.
Okay.
You're the worst.
Sorry. No, you were talking about like training of the Jedi and like how Luke had used up his energy training. Right.
Right. So and then at the end he gets he's pushing himself, I guess, whatever it is, whatever you want to say, however he's creating himself in another place, and he's using the Force to do that. I think that was the way they decided to go with that. The inspiration for that scene was when Obi-Wan faces Darth Vader and Darth Vader strikes him down.
Mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan isn't in that moment. He's projecting himself because when he swipes, you see just his robe falls.
Right.
And the same vein that if Luke was standing there,
it's exactly what happened.
It would go and he would be like, it's not like he really died there. He just put his energy into this body,
right,
and was like, "All right, strike me down. Then I'm just going to become one with the Force."
Right.
And that's exactly what Obi-Wan did. And so that's the same death Luke had.
It was.
And I think that was the inspiration and the I guess,
well, I said interpretation. It was a total Obi-Wan death. And then especially when, you know, getting in the Millennium Falcon after and like stopping and looking around, and then Obi-Wan made direct eye contact with Luke. And then he's like, "Watch me get my head cut off." But it was, I liked it. I liked that it was, you know, synonymous to the original trilogy without being too obvious and just thoughtful. That was just the word that I kept using. They took their time, and I'm really, you know.
And then the fight scene
oh my
when
God.
Rey
hey,
and
Snickers.
Kylo fight together and fight the guards, you know, Snoke's guards, those red guards. I mean, it's like cinematically it's absolutely beautiful. You see like the sweat coming off their face, and anytime the you know the lightsaber gets close to them, you see like, you know, you see all the light and you see the heat coming from it. It's just so well done,
and it's not like flipping around. It's like actually more ninja style.
It's like a dance. It was choreographed so well.
It was,
but in like the most brutal fight, like, you know, deaths,
right?
Like it's so good.
Well, sword fighting is kind of, it is like dancing.
It was like Bruce Lee meets like, you know, like the Nutcracker
right.
for me. Like that's how I saw it. It
that's
was like
awesome.
This beautiful dance sequence of like camera going to one fighter, then back to the other.
Oh my God, I know.
And it was just so well shot. And I'm just like immersed the whole time. Just like you're like on edge. Like, oh my God, you know, it's just so good.
And I honestly feel like we were kind of owed a good fight scene with the workers, the guards of the Death Star, yeah. of the Imperial ships, because, okay, what was it really? Before it was stormtroopers, and
yeah.
they were like clumsy and going,
I know.
You just kick them and they'd shoot all over the place.
The guys that guard the main bad guy have to be really good. You can't just be like a regular stormtrooper.
Sure. And these guys are like splitting blades in half.
So
and,
badass.
No, and I kind of just now thought about that. I'm like, yeah, you know, give it to us. And the Millennium Falcon scene was also really cool.
Yeah.
Chewbacca, who's now been bethroned the position of main
pilot
for the Millennium Falcon.
He's flying the Falcon, and you just see him like pushing Porgs out of the way and trying to fix it.
He's like
and
so anxious.
Yeah, he's like, oh god, he's like, I'm only a co-pilot. I don't really know how to fucking fly.
Nobody
this
trained
thing.
Me. I don't even speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
How does Rey know what Chewbacca's saying?
Yeah, everybody understands.
And Luke didn't.
BB-8.
She's like, yeah.
Everybody understands. I'm like, whoa, we have multiple language people from every planet.
Right.
Like if you're like a junk trader, how do you know all these goddamn
right.
languages?
Well, in A New Hope, when he's like, when Uncle Owen is talking to the Jawas, and he's like, do you speak Bocce? And asking the droids, as if there's like, well, this is the one language that apparently no one in the galaxy
speaks.
Because it's very important to know if you speak Bocce. But these other languages, right, multilingual, just across the universe.
Yep.
Droid and animal alike.
So I would say that of all the Star Wars movies that I've ever seen, I still think, for me personally, A New Hope's my favorite. And then I would say, like, probably Rogue One, then maybe this one. So, like, as far as terms of Star Wars movies, like, I do like this one a lot. But mm-hmm. I could even see it being separate, standalone. Like, I see it like Rogue One.
Right.
Like, I don't see it within this weird – I don't see it within everything else. I see
it's a
it
big
as,
picture.
Like, a standalone.
You have to kind of step back to think about it.
Right. I'm excited to see what happens next. Yeah. I feel like it didn't really follow Force Awakens, which was a lot of people's problems. And that's fine. I like that it went in a new direction, and I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if I separate it, I'm like, it's as a standalone movie, just as not Star Wars The Last Jedi. Just imagine the title
of
the movie is called The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. and it's just a standalone movie by itself. You've never heard of Star Wars.
Right.
And you don't know about its past or universe or anything like that. And that was the first thing I ever saw. I would say it was my third favorite movie of all time.
That's so cool.
That's
crazy. I'm so glad we had it, just because I've said everything I can say about The Last Jedi, but I'm just so glad you're getting to talk about it, because Star Wars is new to you, kind of.
It's Almost Famous is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love is my second favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And this is right now, as far as I'm concerned, and not just because it's new to me, because I've seen plenty of movies and I'll be like, I loved it, but it's not top five.
No.
You know? I would say it's third, fourth, fifth. Like, there's other movies around there. Like, I had Garden State,
still
means a lot to me personally. You know, I have all these different movies, but I would say that in the top five, The Last Jedi is there.
That's awesome.
I think it was that, for me personally, it was so good, and it was so sweet, and it was so beautiful, and so, you know, I don't know, everything about it, for me personally, as a movie,
mm-hmm.
regardless of, I don't even love, you know, if you don't love Star Wars, you don't care. I just love it as a movie.
I don't even think it's, I think it could really be separated from Star Wars.
It could.
It has so many obvious.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Everything's explained. It has a beginning, middle,
Force
and end.
Force Awakens is a strong Star Wars movie, meaning it has all the throw-ins. It has all the callbacks. It has the little jokes. But I feel like that in Rogue One, too, where there's like they're walking.
I loved Rogue One. Yeah. It was so good.
Right.
But this
clear correlations. But this one had its own voice.
Rogue One was just a hero story. It was just a story about heroes mm-hmm. being heroes. And it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This one's like a deep, it has heroes.
Layers.
It has like failure is the main mm-hmm. object.
The main
storyline is like, it's failure and love.
It is.
And it's like how love fails, and it's constantly, and how they fail, and mm-hmm. It's beautiful,
and like making poor decisions and not that's what I said about
Rey and Ren forever,
flawed heroes, and seeing your heroes grow old and they're that's why they say like never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Like if Kylo Ren had just never met Luke,
I'm just joking Kylo Ren and Rey for me are it's my Jack and Rose,
Mickey Mouse and Minnie
like
Mouse.
I'd make you know, the filmmakers would make millions off of just me, because I'd go with my girlfriends every week to see it.
Your girlfriends, yeah.
Me and my girlfriends are going to go see it. We got to go see Titanic again.
Got to get brunch. Yeah.
And go see Titanic. Uh-huh. For me, this is that love.
Right, yeah. That's Romeo and Juliet, Rilo, yeah.
All right, well, we are well over our 30 minutes.
Oh, goodness. Just kind of rambled on a little bit.
We did, and we could definitely talk more about it, but mm-hmm. we're not going to. We're going to I don't know.
We talked about it on the way home, too, so
we've been talking a lot about it.
I know.
We saw it three times, and every time we see it, we talk more about it. So it's 3 hours of movies, times 9 hours watching it, probably another, like, 4 hours talking
about it. It's a WWE's pay-per-views worth of time that we devote to Star Wars.
This is a WrestleMania.
Yeah, this is WrestleMania caliber.
Yeah, not like your typical ones. Anyway, that's it. Last Jedi review / us just talking, making jokes.
All right, have a good one.
Enjoy the rest of your lives.
I was going to say, I don't know how many more days it is until Christmas, but I could say 300, 350 days till Christmas.
It's always going to be Christmas one day.